WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello to everyone on this beautiful October fall day. I'm so excited to be back with Trevor Neal from the Newport Music Festival, who will be joining me week after week to bring you exciting classical music for your children's enjoyment.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm so thrilled to be back with you and the rest of our listeners at home as we explore the world of classical music.
I'm sure everyone at home is just as excited as I am to get started today, but first, let's thank our sponsors.
Absolutely. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Now that we have thanked our generous sponsors, Trevor, what exciting musical journey do you have for us today?
Well, Jamie, with Halloween just around the corner, I figured that we could delve into some spectacularly spooky classics.
Spooky, huh? I've never really been the type for the spooky factor, but I suppose I'm up for the challenge. Just promise that there's nothing too spooky.
Well, I promise there will be good music.
Can't trust anyone these days.
Oh, Jamie, you can trust me, I promise.
Okay, so can we get started now?
Sure. Let's start with one of my favorite composers, Mussorgsky. Mussorgsky's Night on Ball Mountain portrays the image of brooding, winged ghouls wreaking havoc on a mountain village under cover of night has terrified generations of young children in Walt Disney's Fantasia. Inspired by Russian legend, Mussorgsky's tone poem depicts the dark ritual of a witch's Sabbath.
Witches, ghouls, and goblins? Yikes! If I had written this piece, I'm sure I would be haunted with intense nightmares.
Well, sadly, it was never performed in his lifetime, but there is an arrangement by his friend Rimsky-Korsakov, which has become a concert blockbuster. This is Mussorgsky's Night on Ball Mountain.
Thank you.
Holy smokes, that was epic!
Well, I do take pride in the selections I bring in. That recording, by the way, was of my hometown orchestra, the Dallas Symphony, in 1983, led by the late Eduardo Mata.
I thought I would be freaked out by that piece, but instead I was quite intrigued and excited to hear more.
Well, let's move on to our next piece. We talked of witches, ghouls, and goblins, but what about the vampire? The vampires in tabloids and teen novels today have nothing on the 19th century European variety. The creatures of the night enjoyed a brief vampire craze in theater and opera of the early 1800s, well before Bram Stoker's Dracula emerged on the scene. Heinrich August Marschner's grand opera, Der Vampir, is based on the fragment of a novel by Byron, which was completed by the poet's doctor. Marschner's sinister chromatic writing and chorus of witches and hobgoblins is enough to put Twilight to shame. For our purpose today, I will play the overture from Der Vampir by Heinrich Marschner.
Thank you.
I want to suck your blood.
Okay, please no blood sucking. Well, at least not my blood.
Yeah, yeah. What's next?
Oh, breathe, Jamie, breathe. Danse Macabre, first performed in 1875, is the name of Opus 40 by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. According to the ancient superstition, death appears at midnight every year on Halloween. Death has the power to call forth the dead from their graves to dance with him while he plays the fiddle, represented by a solo violin with its E string tuned to an E flat, in an example of scordatura tuning. His skeletons dance for him until the first break of dawn, when they must return to their graves until the next year. This is Danse Macabre.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a grim but kind of exciting dance those skeletons get to have.
Yeah, I would say it's a good time, kind of like our next piece, in the final movement of Symphonie Fantastique, entitled Dream of Witches' Sabbath. A lovelorn artist who has attempted to leave his world begins to have visions of witches, sorcerers, and monsters assembled at his funeral.
Whoa, now this should be interesting.
Thank you.
Okay, Trevor, I think I'm beginning to get a little spooked out now.
Just hang tight, Jamie. I only have one more left for today.
Just one more? But I want more!
But you just... Oh, never mind. Let's just get started. This last piece needs very little introduction to us horror movie types. Even without Hitchcock's horrific shower scene burned on our retinas, Bernard Herrmann's mass string dissonances in his score for the 1960 film Psycho instantly create an atmosphere of fear and disturbance. This is Bernard Herrmann's Psycho Suite.
Well, Trevor, now I'm scared. So very scared. Look, look what you've done to me.
Everything is going to be okay, Jamie. Thank you again to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters for your continued support to help bring programs like this into the home of our listeners week after week. Thank you.
See you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.